You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the last month, the legal profession has caught a lot of flack following a scandal involving sexual allegations against senior members at Russell McVeagh, one of New Zealand's largest law firms. The scandal detailed alcohol-fueled sex on Russell McVeagh's premises and meeting rooms between male senior members of the firm and younger women who were starting professional work. Historically, however, Russell McVeagh has also faced allegations of sexual misconduct between full-time staff members and students attending the summer clerk program. The concern here seems to be that those affected most greatly by this harassment aren't specifically practicing lawyers, but women who are still studying at university. The question that arises out of this recent spate of sexual allegations is that does this sort of culture stem from individuals who are an exception to the standard professionalism seen in law firms, or is this culture the product of a greater issue beginning in our universities? An argument for this has grown in the last month following Otago's decision to cancel law camps, following stories of binge drinking and sexual behaviour making students feel unsafe and socially pressured into this culture. Furthermore, Auckland University has been known to engage in similar behaviour, with photos of half-naked law students at university-run camps being posted on Facebook groups. As well as these incidents at camps, students have also voiced concern for the treatment of gender issues within university campuses themselves. Female students have told of comments from other law students asking whether they receive jobs or internships by doing favours for practicing lawyers. Some have been criticised for the way they dress daily to university, with one woman being described as looking like a stripper by another male student. And in one case, male students were seen to clap at another student's comments that a majority of rape victims were liars. Now, obviously, there is a lot wrong with what's going on here, but the question remains, is this culture just a product of some bad individuals or because of an overall culture that is being perpetuated at our universities? Russell McVeagh, being the prestigious firm that it is, has a responsibility for its culture, and so does New Zealand's universities. So why is this sexism and male dominance still persisting in a profession which is increasingly becoming majority female? Kylie Quince, who previously lectured at Auckland University, now lecturing at AUT, told Newsroom that in one incident, female Māori students were invited to Russell McVeagh where they were met with free-flowing alcohol. Quince said on the matter, "Our immediate response was we were outraged. It was not a matter of legal consent that we raised, it was of this being inappropriate in a workplace and involving staff members. Remember, these weren't even Russell McVeagh employees, these weren't summer clerks, they were students, they were representing the university and they were treated like that on the premises." Russell McVeagh said the incident Quince had disclosed did not involve a formal complaint, which it needed to proceed to a full formal investigation, but also claimed it was investigated fully and those involved were reprimanded. That lack of what it called a formal complaint had limited the firm's ability to prove the alleged misconduct. Following the most recent allegations, however, Russell McVeagh has committed to a formal review of sexual misconduct within the firm, spearheaded by Dame Margaret Bazley. Bazley has previously headed the Commission of Inquiry into Police Conduct in 2007 and is expected to be thorough in her investigation of Russell McVeagh. Russell McVeagh Chair Malcolm Crotty said women subjected to sexual harassment, as well as current staff and partners, wanted to be assured that the review would be thorough. Despite Russell McVeagh's move to conducting a formal review to uncover all instances of sexual misconduct, six New Zealand universities, including Auckland University, have made the decision to de-affiliate with the law firm. Auckland University Dean of Law Andrew Stockley said Russell McVeagh should have made a much stronger apology and publicly recognised the harm that some women law students have experienced. Will Parsonson, BFM News.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.